This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
And by the way, it's going to happen in the next week or so. And by the way, other changes that are dramatic are going to happen.
Ooh, what do you got?
Are you promising something again?
What's he doing? What's he doing? And then when he doesn't, and when it doesn't come to fruition, and I criticize him,
it's all my fault.
He F-bombs me.
There might be a, there might be a little delay, but I, Luke can corroborate this. Things are going to change here. They are. Might be 5, 7, 10 days behind schedule, but I think things are happening on a number of levels. And I think the way they play dictates how quickly those things happen, both good and bad.
Got news for Will. They keep playing like this. It's going to be bad changes
tomorrow.
Yes, seriously. They could speed that up a little bit.
Tomorrow's the off day. We said this last week.
Will said this last week, too.
Thank you.
Will said this last week. Is that what Lou was barking at him about?
Yeah.
It was like, you're promising something again?
It was. I think it's the one-week anniversary of Will saying that there are going to be big changes, and then the last Thursday was an off day, and we were on the air, and we're like, hey, maybe these changes will happen after the show. They never happened. Nothing changed.
No.
Because we remember there was three things.
Well, they called up Nate Eaton.
Huh?
And they called up Zach Kelly and Cooper Criswell last night.
No, we had three things. We were like, could they just call up Roman Anthony? Could they fire Cora? And there was a third thing, which I can't remember. And we were like, it was also,
even like the hitting coach or something like that.
No. Maybe it was like forced Devers to play first or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like, and we were like, all right, there's one way more obvious thing than the others. It's just call up Roman Anthony and go from there. And they didn't. And it's been a week. And now they're only losing more games. And now Will's saying, now I do have to call Will out a little bit because he's like, changes are coming. You already said it once.
Careful.
And now you're saying 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 days.
No. He said 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 days late. I think he's
covering, his first time or the second time.
Well, I think he meant from the first time.
Oh, okay. All right. Then okay, that's fine then.
Yeah.
So he's saying that now's the time. All right, we're here and we'll be here. When news breaks, we'll have it.
We're ready. Roman Anthony.
So what does that even mean? Roman Anthony? You and I both think should have been up here. I don't know, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be that. Does that even count? Is that even enough for what Will was kind of suggesting?
I would say no. I mean, like, I want them to do it. We all want them to do it, but it's beyond obvious. We want them to do it, as you just said, for over a month. At the beginning of May, that's when I'm like, okay, what are you waiting for? Get the kid up here. There's no point in dragging this out anymore. He didn't make the opening day roster. Fine. He's not up here the first 2 weeks of the year. Fine. By the beginning of May, they're starting to scuffle. Team's under fire. They're not hitting. They're a mess in the field. All these get Roman Anthony up here.
Honestly, the minute Casas went down for the season,
great point.
That's when you move guys around and you say, this is what our new lineup
looks like. So to answer your question, no, that wouldn't really pay off what Will is promising to me, but I hope they do it.
Yeah.
He's in the lineup today in Worcester. He is hitting game-tying. Was it game-tying or go-ahead home
runs? Is he signing autographs or is he not signing
last autographs? Last night, the Woo Sox made a big they made a big push to make sure everybody knew he was signing autographs.
He's a good guy.
After
good
the
dude.
Game.
Yeah.
That felt a little staged. But anyways,
still.
So he's out there signing autographs after the social media video that went poorly. He's in the lineup in Worcester today. He's hitting game-tying home runs last night. He's ready. Of course he's ready, and the team needs him. So, but to me, that wouldn't rise to the level of, like, massive changes. That would just rise to the level of the obvious changes should have happened for the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. So I don't really know what he means by that. Is it a big-time trade? And if it's a big-time trade, does that mean guys that are, like, established players on your team? And then, like, what's the return? And is that even a net positive? And, like, so, what does that look like? Because the two rumored names. So, you know, Passan had a whole article talking about, you know, would they be sellers? And I know that was more for July's deadline than it was, like, this week. But, you know, play it out. And he mentioned a bunch of pitchers. He's like, oh, Walker Buehler could be moved. You're like, okay, I guess. Chapman.
Giolito.
Wilson. Giolito. But then the two big ones at the end were Jarren Duran, who we know the Padres are interested in, and Willier Abreu. And I just feel like this would also be pretty stupid to be like, hey, the only way we can call up Roman Anthony is if we trade one of our better players for, and I guess the return's very important in this, but I don't know, is that going to get everybody all fired up? Is that going to turn if you trade Jarren Duran, who's a top 10 in the MVP finish last year, that's going to turn the season around?
So you said it right. I mean, depending on the return, maybe. And Duran's part of the leadership here, and the leadership is off. So, like, I tend to think the bigger issue is Devers and guys like that, but maybe we shouldn't rule out that it's Duran.
I did see that the other, I think it was, it might have been Tom Caron tweeted out something to the effect of, you know, for all these Jarren Duran rumors, like, he is one of the leaders on the team. And I think he was trying to be like, that'd be a reason to keep him.
Yeah.
I'm like, the team sucks.
The leadership stinks.
Yeah, the leadership's terrible. No, that's not a good reason to keep him.
I've said this about Bregman before, too. Like, as much as I love Bregman, when he was out there, he was part of the leadership, and the team's underachieving. So, like, I got to look at you. I got to look at Duran. So, depending on the return,
it's like Marchand this year.
But, right.
He's the leader of the team.
Yeah, right.
The team's falling apart.
No, that's the point. He's the leader of the team.
Yeah.
So, no, Abreu might turn things around, and maybe Duran would as well, depending on the return, but that level of trade would rise more to what Will is promising to me.
It's also a weird thing where, based on the timing of Marcelo Meyer's call-up, it was in reaction to Bregman getting hurt. So it wasn't like, hey, let's get these guys in the lineup together.
No.
I feel kind of similarly to...
They don't even get Meyer in the lineup.
No.
That's a whole other side thing.
Now he sits.
He's in the lineup today, but he was out of the lineup the last 2 days against lefties, so great.
Which is stupid. But so let's say they trade Jarren Duran, now Roman Anthony's up. So it's like, so those guys won't even be teammates? Like, wouldn't you want both those guys in the lineup? And even Abreu. I like Duran more than Abreu, but I still think that would be your best outfield. Like, put Rafaela as sort of the backup to everybody, jack of all trades, maybe even a second baseman for the time being. Let him play some second base. Campbell can maybe play first. I don't know what you want to do with Campbell, but that would be your best outfield. So until they trade him, until we see what the return is, I would just hang on to both those guys.
In the meantime, they broke our poor, precious Hogdale.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you heard
this. I hate watching this team right now.
He's living and dying and more dying with this team.
Hogdale, I mean.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
He has to watch him. I mean, that's his whole Twitch stream platform, and he's excellent at it.
Well, I am concerned for Hogdale. I was thinking the same thing, though, about Will Fleming.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just wishing and praying for changes.
Wish casting is what he's doing,
because this guy can't change the channel. He can't, you know, he's there. He's living in that. He is there all 9 innings.
Nick, give me Hogdale / Will Fleming one more time.
I hate watching this team right now.
I think he's all of us. I mean, our poor, precious Hogdale is all of us right now. And I get it. I get it.
But like tonight, you know, actually, I guess they have a day game. But like in the next couple of weeks, you can be watching the Red Sox. They can boot a ball. You can flip over to the NBA Finals for a couple minutes. Fleming can't do that.
No.
Hogdale can't do that. No. He's too committed. He's too bought into this.
What they do.
Yeah, the Red Sox are killing those guys. It's not good.
I hate watching this team right now.
Preach.
I get it, Hog.
Preach, Hogdale. Preach. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. You and I both very critical of Alex Cora. Not the phone call I expected to start with, but let's go with Paul in Abington. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. So, yeah, real quick, a couple points. Sad part about the outfield with defense and errors and everything is two out of your three outfielders were Gold Glove finalists last year. And now all three of them, I think, have at least, I'll say, three errors each to five errors each. It's amazing for outfielders to have that downturn. But as far as Core is concerned, I don't put all the onus on him. I mean, obviously, in-game management is on Cora. But when it comes to hitting the ball or lack thereof with a lot of strikeouts, or fielding the ball or lack thereof with the errors, he's not doing either one of those. So in-game decisions, you know, not letting Crochet go an extra inning or using the wrong player, whatever it may be, you know, this team
Paul, I disagree on some of the specifics you're citing, but I agree with the overall point that, like, it's not all on Cora. Some of this is organizational. So I think he has some of the specifics wrong. I think Crochet, the more we've heard about it, the more that is on Breslow and baseball ops. I'm not going to crush him for the strikeouts either, meaning Cora.
Mm.
That is driveline, baseball ops, Breslow. The base running and the errors, that's been a lot of years in a row with the same manager and a lot of different personnel.
Oh, yeah, they're bad in the field.
Like, to me,
always
the overall sloppiness and the lack of attention to detail, that's on the manager. So you want to take him off the hook for strikeouts, I'll go there. Errors and base running gaffes, I'm tying those back to Cora because they're continuous for years and years and years now.
Yeah, so it's like a manager who's only good when the team is a wagon, and then everything else you blame on, like, their approach. So I was like, what's the point of even having him? Like, why even pay him? Like, you could pay the minimum for a manager if you're just going to tell him what to do, and if the team's good, they'll be good, and if the team's bad, they'll be bad.
Why pay him, and why did he take it if he doesn't even want to be here?
He wants that, I guess, that money.
Really,
sweet,
really.
Sweet money.
Very interesting question. Let's go to Justin in Danvers. Hello, Justin.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Where do we start? I mean, this season just seems even worse because we were kind of had this false hope. Maybe we were a naive optimist that we thought the season was going to be so much better than all the other disappointments we were promised the last year from Henry. But this is terrible. I feel like I'm finally realizing I've been in a toxic relationship with the Red Sox for years, and like, You can point to all these players and say, yeah, they suck. Like, I think Gamble needs to go back down. Like, he's just not it.
I wouldn't rule that out. I'd give him a little bit more time. I wouldn't rule that out. But, all right, he talks about a toxic relationship between himself and the team.
Yeah.
It was getting there, Keith, with you.
Yes.
And the Red Sox.
We have a major breakthrough.
Well, if you're watching,
we have a major breakthrough.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you might have just seen Ken Laird pop into screen. He dropped something off for Rich. If you're not,
I'm as surprised as anybody.
If you're not locked into Twitch, I would ask you to log in right now. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. What do you got there, Rich Keefe?
I have a City Connect jersey.
Yes!
I have a City Connect jersey.
It has happened.
It is here. I would say believe in yourself. Trust yourself. Take your vitamins. Drink your milk. Anything can happen. Anything's possible. You just have to dream it to believe it. We are here. We have it. All the days.
Nice.
I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my kids. My wife, obviously. Jones, I want to thank you as well for standing by me for all this.
Yeah, Turp for filming all those videos.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got it.
Nice.
We got it.
Now, let's put you on the spot here. Let's just test how this works.
Make sure it fits.
What's the exchange policy? I might wait till the break to do that. No, let's put you on the spot. Let's see how this works. How are you feeling about Alex Cora right now?
Great.
Yeah, you love
him. I think he's a great manager.
Tremendous.
They should extend him again. Not enough years for Cora.
All right, now let's, while you're trying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Find this on, Keith. Oh, it looks like $1 million.
How is it?
It looks good. I mean, I don't know how those buttons are going to go, but it looks good.
I get into the button.
Should I start filming a daily video now? Now that you have yours, should I
think that's what you need to do.
Should I start going to the mailroom and be like,
you want something bad enough, beg.
Because there's not...
Beg for it.
Because there's not two in that bag, correct?
No, there's one.
All right, so maybe Terp, I know we're at Fenway today, but Terp back in Brighton, we're going to have to start filming a daily video when we get
back. What an absolute thrill.
Congratulations. Big shout out to Sam Kennedy, right?
We did it. Yes, thank you, Sam.
I think Sam got it done.
Thank you, everybody involved with the Red Sox. I know I originally was on the list. I probably, something happened there. That's okay. How does it look? It feels good.
Looks real nice. Looks real nice, Keith.
We did it. I know a lot of people were getting sick of the videos on Instagram.
No.
You checking the mail.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of that.
And for the people sending me stuff, you can feel free to do that. But at least now, this is excellent.
Okay.
Great.
I'll start begging when we get back to studio tomorrow.
How about this?
617-779-7937. Big thanks to the Red Sox. And now that we've said something nice, we'll get back into ripping the team. Meanwhile.
Can I play second base for this team, you think?
I'll play first if they need your manager now.
Yeah.
Rich Keefe.
He's having a misunderstood season.
He was here on WEEI Afternoons yesterday in this studio. It might have been him on the keyboard for all I know. But he was here in this studio yesterday making more excuses for Rafi Devers. Let's get to that with all your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.